two important teachings. We're going to continue on something tonight and why God is doing what He's doing. Emotional attachments, it's important. There's three sheets in here that help you. Okay? And guideline to your calling. Excellent. Fresh manna. The called, worthy of your calling, the nine functions in your calling. You know, when God gives us fresh manna, we want to get it. We want to get the fresh manna because the Spirit is moving. And when He's moving, there's things that He's preparing us for. Your heart must be in move with the Spirit or you miss God. Your heart must be in move with the Spirit or you miss Him. I don't care how much word you have. If you can't be led, you won't be fed. Would you turn to 1 John chapter 3? Tonight's called the cleansing before the Lord. The cleansing before the Lord. In 1 John chapter 3. Behold what manner of the law of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everybody say, I am. Because He is. Oh, wonderful. In verse 3, everyone who has this hope in Him, what? Purifies himself just as He is pure. One of the things that we must be able to do is have an attitude of purity. You must want to desire to be pure. Your attitude is what's going to show where you are. You must have an attitude of purity because He is pure. Remember, we are because He is. We're going to be like Him, aren't we? Well, we should be like Him even now. So you must have an attitude to want to be pure. Why? Because you know it pleases Him, don't you? And there is an area where there is purity where God is bringing us to and bringing us through right now. He is purifying His church in a tremendous way. Tremendous right now. Psalm 24, please. Whew. Psalm 24, would you read it with me from verse 1? The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of God? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to what? An idol. You know what your soul is? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. Nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face. In other words, who can ascend into the hill of the Lord? Now we know that ascension is associated with rapture, isn't it? He says, who can get in it? But he who has what? Clean hands and a pure heart. See, first cleansing, then purifying. But how He brings us to this place of purifying is He purges us. The word purge is a representation of thoroughly cleansing. Thoroughly cleansing. And that's what God is doing in the church right now. Listen, He says He's coming back for what? Blemish-free church. He is purging the body of Christ right now. Remember, 2008, prophetically, it's a representation of new beginnings. And because of the new beginnings, we are going to have one of the greatest pouring outs of the Spirit of God. We're going to have an enormous harvest this year. But you're going to have your greatest battles. But your largest victories. Why? Because God is going to pour out His Spirit. See, He's pouring out His Spirit to prepare us for the great battle. So we must be positioned, don't we? But He's purging the church because He's trying to get them more in His likeness and in His image more. One of Paul's concerns was that we were not like-minded enough. We weren't like-minded enough. And God is bringing us into the unity and the like-mindedness by His Spirit. So what's He doing? He's purifying His church. He's purging His church. You may be going through more things now than you ever have. Well, you're going to. Why? Because purging has to do with squeezing. You know, a diamond doesn't just get burst a diamond. It's squeezed. It's a piece of coal that is squeezed. Then becomes a diamond. Gold is actually, when it's heated and purified, is transparent. You can see through it. Pure gold. Does everybody understand? So God is purging, pruning, purifying, and cleansing His church right now. So He's exposing a lot of garbage in our lives. He's exposing a lot of religion. See, the word religion in representation of Greek means to go into bondage. Jesus didn't come to bring religion. He came to bring a kingdom. And He's trying to expose the religious garbage that's in the body of Christ. He's squeezing it. Things that we've been brought up in traditions that were not according to the will of God. They were the will of men. And He's beginning to sever and purge these things out. Why? Because so that the scripture can be fulfilled, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But He's making way so that you have no choice but to allow the Spirit of God in every area of your life. Every decision you make should be associated with your relationship with the Lord. Everything that you do, no assumption. Everything must be led. Assumption has nothing to do with leading. People go, "Why did it by faith?" No, you did it by assumption, because faith comes by hearing. Did the Lord tell you to do that? Well, I don't know. Then why are you doing it? Well, I felt like it. Satan's doctrine, do what you want to feel like. That's not what it's about. God is purging His church greatly. Why? For what's coming. And you'll see what's up. Revelation chapter 1. Remember, the Bible says we are not fighting flesh and blood, but powers of darkness. That's where these emotional attachments open doors. Every demons get fed by emotions. That's why people, they have that label of addiction. Well, addiction is a curse, and it's associated with the presence of a spirit. It's associated with emotions, isn't it? That's why when people get high, the first thing they do is get afraid. When people are using crack and cocaine and stuff like that, the first thing they think is, they're out there. You can fit 14 people underneath a blanket. And that's supposed to be fun. No, they're not out there. They're in you. Hello. But there's a lot more than just addiction to drugs. There's addiction to food. There's addictions. Those are all associated with demonic forces. Why? Because they get fed by emotion. There are emotional attachments in our life that must be severed. And that's where that teaching comes in, emotional attachments. But the reason why God is bringing us to this now and bringing us through this now is because He's getting ready to come. Remember this. The Lord shared with us a long time ago. He said, I'm coming first in spirit before I physically come. In other words, He's going to pour out His Spirit first in a mighty way before He comes. Because if Jesus was to show up right now, too many people would be lost. Why? Because they're still associated with unclean things in their life. Who you serve when you die is where you go. This foolishness of once saved, always saved. It's nothing but religious garbage. And it brings people into bondage, thinking they can do whatever they want to do at any time. Serve the devil and still call on the name of the Lord. And expect to get home. No. Remember, the Bible says you must work out your salvation. Grace is the plan of God in your life, not something to be trampled on. Revelation chapter 1. Are you there? Wonderful. Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So we are called to be priests and kings. As a king is a representation of a warrior. But first you must fulfill your priesthood, right? And what's one of the priest's duty? A priest is to what? Minister to the Lord. In fact, in the Old Testament, the Levites, the tribe of Levi, they were the ones that were going to take care of the tabernacle and become priests and so forth. So you had Aaron and his sons and so forth that were involved in maintaining the priesthood. They were doing the offerings and the sacrifices, and they had to go through a purging. They had to go through a cleansing before they would go into the Holy of Holies or get before that ark. They'd tie a rope around their ankle. There'd be a bell there. If they missed any of the rituals that would purify them, when they got before the ark, you heard a thunk, boom, and a bell, ding, ding. And they would pull on the rope because that person was dead. Can you imagine being out in the tabernacle and all of a sudden you hear a thunk and a ding, ding? You go in next! No, you go in next! Go to Leviticus 10. So we are to fulfill our priesthood, aren't we? Amen? So there was a special cleansing there, wasn't there? In Leviticus chapter 10, and we want to continue to fulfill our priesthood. That's one of the problems, is people neglect their priesthood. They get into third floor ministries with a first floor foundation and bring shame to the Lord. In verse 8, then the Lord spoke to Aaron, saying, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that you may what? Distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them by the hand of Moses. So we're to know what's clean and unclean. We're to know what's holy and unholy. That's where you must have discernment. And God, listen, when a person is unclean, they can't discern. You understand that? When they are out touching unclean things, they cannot discern. When they come in agreement with unclean things, they cannot discern. Why? Because their senses have become dull. And they begin to rely on fulfillment from the world. So you and I must distinguish, and that means discern what's holy and holy. It is a duty of a priest. And everyone in here is first called to be a priest. Amen? So God is continuing to fulfill the priesthood. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father as what? High priest. So if you've given your life to Jesus, he's your high priest, and you should still fulfill the first function or the first office as priesthood. And it's one who ministers to the Lord. You should know what's holy, unholy, what's clean and unclean. Priests before warriors. We have a teaching on that too. John 13. Cleansing, purging, purifying. In John 13 and verse 6. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, you are washing my feet. And Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part of me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. He said, clean me up, Dad. Remember, he says, you won't have any part of me unless you're what? Washed. Washed. And Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. Now this is important. For he knew who would what? Betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. Let me tell you something. That's what the devil wants to do. Get you to touch unclean things. Why? Because he has access to you. And what will that do? Those who are unclean will betray you. Do you understand this? They'll what? They'll betray you. Do you understand? This is important. This is why God is bringing his church through the purging and through the cleansing right now. See, you must earn the trust of the Lord. He knows whether you're clean or unclean. He knows what you do behind closed doors. There isn't anything hidden from him. He knows whether you seek him with all of your heart. He knows whether you're playing religion. He knows exactly what you're doing, and nothing is hidden from him. He knows your agendas, he knows your attitude, and he knows your thoughts. Hello? So does the devil know your thoughts too. Praise God. So not all are clean, and those are going to be known as betrayers. In 2 Corinthians 6. See, the devil loves to lay bait out there. He entices, he makes things look good. And then you bite it and there's no response right then. But he waits. Then he waits. See, he waits to affect more people than just you. He's not stupid. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, would you read it with me? O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your what? Own affections. These are called emotions. You are restricted by your emotional attachments. Write it in there. Emotional attachments. It's amazing in the things, what God is exposing right now. You know? Phenomenal. I mean, things that we've not heard of. And he's just exposing these things. He's bringing these revelations. Now, why? Because he's purifying his church. He is coming soon. But he's pouring out his spirit in a mighty way. In a mighty way. Emotional attachments. In verse 13. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be what? Open. Do not be what? Unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, what means if. So where you see the word therefore, if you do something, if what? If you come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Next verse. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What's he doing right now? He's cleansing us from the emotional attachments, coming out from among them. That means sanctification. That is sanctification. Remember, purging is a thorough cleaning. It's thorough. It's not just splashing water on your face. It's not a simple wash. It's when you scrub it. And God is scrubbing his church. He is doing a thorough cleansing. It's called purge. Now, this is why. Go to Malachi 3. So if you feel the Lord starting to pull the reins a little bit, tighten things up in your life, exposing more stuff, it's like, man, I can't get away with anything. You're not supposed to. In Malachi 3, would you read it with me in verse 1? Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Now I want you to understand something. There's three areas in which this is representation. First of all, he was talking about Elijah, right? Then he was talking about John the Baptist, who came in the spirit of Elijah. He's talking about Christ coming as a, and now he's talking about the Holy Spirit, who is the messenger of the covenant now. You understand that? Why? Because he's the covenant keeper. That's why in relationship with the Holy Spirit, if you truly have a good relationship with the Holy Spirit, you will maintain covenant. And verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. Are we the sons of Levi? Yes. And what? Purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. That's what's happening right now. That we may want, he's purging to purify, that we may have a righteous offering before his coming. Go to Revelation 19. Yes, that's why you're going through what you're going through. And that's why the Spirit is giving the manna that needs to be right now. In Revelation 19, in verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Who's the wife? Well, hello, wifeys. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Why is it clean? Why is she clean and bright? She's been purged. Yeah. Now watch this. For the fine linen is the what? Righteous acts of the saints. Did we just talk about God was going to purge for what? Offering of what? Righteousness. See, so it's been done, hasn't it? And now they're returning, aren't they? With white robes. And the white robes and the fine linen is associated with the righteous acts. Because why? They've been purged. Then he said to me, right blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Hallelujah. Y'all get it? Go to Daniel 11. So this is why it's happening. You know, our carnal mind wants to try to calculate. Figure it all out. But the Word tells you, if we're listening. Daniel 11. In verse 30, for ships from Cyprus shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the holy covenant and do damage. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant. Now this is the northern king who's going to come against the children of God and Israel. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. And we know that the devil is behind this. Amen. And they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. And those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out what? Great exploits. Why? Because you've been purified. You've been purged. And you know because you now have, you are sensitive. You can discern now what's holy and unholy, what's unclean and clean. And you won't touch those things. You won't go to those things. And you won't break covenant. You won't be concerned about flattery. You will rebuke it and expose it. Oh, and you will do great exploits because you know your God. In verse 33. And those are the people who understand shall instruct many. Yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, but many shall join with them by intrigue. Ooh. And some of those of understanding shall what? Fall. They shall what? Fall. To refine them, purifying them, and make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Powerful. So we see many will fall to purify. There is a specific appointed time for Christ's return. We don't know the day, do we? We don't know exact time, do we? But we do know the season. We know because according to the seven feasts of the Lord, we know according to the prophetic scriptures that He's coming soon. Amen? Of course, soon can be a day, could be a year, could be 5 years. But one of the things that must happen is the Antichrist, hello, he will be exposed. We're going to know. The world won't know, but we're going to know. Because it says the lawless one will come forth. We're going to know. But it's going to be deceptive, but because we're in discernment, we are sensitive, we will know who's what and what's what. First of all, we have the Holy Spirit, don't we? And He's going to tell us to all truth. Now, there are people who believe that we're going to be taken before tribulation, in the middle of tribulation, or after tribulation. But you know what? I don't really care. I could care less when. Doesn't matter. As long as we get as many people home as we can. But there's still going to be disasters. There's still going to be things before that even happens. Because God is purifying. He's purging the church. And many times there's many afflictions that happen, and God allows certain things to happen so the church can be purified. Does everybody, or it says many fell right here. So what? For what? So that they could be what? Purified. See, there are things that are in people's lives right now that the believer thinks that they're okay. But, you know, it's like God holding His nose next to that person. Go, man, this person stinks. His fruit stink. Amen? Because you're to judge by fruit. So He allows that person to fall and hope that that person will come to the realization of where they're at. Amen? Now you got to remember something, that the Holy Spirit is the convictor, isn't He? And there are people who are so hard-hearted that they are rejecting now the conviction of the Lord. Tremendously. They reject the conviction. So God releases His protection from that person. The enemy comes in and beats them up, takes them over, and the Holy Spirit waits. Then a person eats dirt again, looks back up and says, "Oh Lord, help me," and God runs for the rescue. Every time, doesn't He? But you never know what time He don't come. I wouldn't want to take that chance. Turn to 1 Corinthians 5, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. Well, we might as well go back a little bit, confirm what's just been said. Let's start at verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man is his father's wife. And you are puffed up, have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in the body but present in the spirit, have already judged, as though I were present, him who has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to who? Turn him over. Cut him loose. Turn him over. Turn him over to Satan for the destruction of flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Does everybody get this? That's what God's doing. Turn them over. Let them go. Let the course run. Let them go back and serve the devil. Because what's going to usually happen is somehow, one way or another, the wages of sin is what? Death. Many people get saved on their deathbed. But why wait to the deathbed to get saved? Fulfill the will of God. See, when you break covenant with God, every demon in hell wants you. Your prime rib. Your dessert. With a lot of whipped cream. And it ain't humble pie. It's pride pie. And they'll eat you up. They wait. And they wait. They try to trip you. Try to cause you to be misled. And they wait. They know when you've... See, the Bible says that pride comes before a fall. So that before the person even falls, they already fell. By coming in agreement with the voice of the stranger. And that reattaches emotional attachments. And they don't even realize it. Next thing they're doing is trying to get fed emotionally through something ungodly. Or it's causing them to be a stumbling block. Does everybody understand that? Okay, let's go a little further. In verse 6, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens a whole lump? Therefore what? Purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Sincerity and what? Truth, praise God. So we're going to purge or cleanse out the old leaven. Does everybody get this? Hallelujah. Now, you know, it says so that your spirit can be clean. Remember he said that if we turn this person over to Satan, that his spirit can be saved. So it can be what? Saved. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 9. So you know why you're going through what you're going through? You know why God gave us the teaching of emotional attachments then? So you've got to continue. Even though you've gone through any deliverance or you've severed yourself from emotional attachments, it's not a one-time event. In fact, the enemy will come back you after you even more after you've gone through deliverance. But you can't be a wimp. You've got to stay strong in the Lord. You've got to hold on to God. You've got to use your sword. See, because you have to face the devil face to face. Every warrior does. Faces the devil face to face. Jesus faced him face to face, didn't he? So will you. But you got the Holy Ghost bazooka. You're loaded. You're armed and dangerous. See, this is where you just can't lay your weapons on the shelf. It's knickknacks. And dust them every once in a while. The Bible says, stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. Get going. Use it. I didn't come to bring peace on earth. I came to bring you a sword. Use it. You don't use it, you lose it. That's why you got to use it every day and every part of your walk. That's why you use it every morning. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9 and verse 13. Would you read it with me, please? For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, through the what? Eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Remember, we talked about the conscience as the spirit you were born with. It's a representation of an area where it's a spirit you were born with, associated with the subconscious. Does everybody get this? Now, in this, through your growing up of your days, of your years, the enemy was always portraying his image in you, wasn't he? Because we were born in the secular. TV, media, all kinds of things. If your parents weren't unsaved, they were doing goofy things. Hello? Things that were ungodly, even though they seemed right, but they weren't right. Amen? And curses were coming down from the parents and going down the family line and so forth. and it was promoting you. You were being turned into the image and likeness of the as an offspring of darkness until you were born again. Then the Holy Spirit started to regenerate you and begin to purge and expose, and the word began to get imparted in you and began to get another image in the image and likeness of Christ, and more and more and more. And then that old belief system began to get severed, and these emotional attachments begin to get severed. And we've got to constantly sever these things. And it's important. Why? Because God is purging us to bear more fruit. He's pruning us in this area. He's exposing the enemy in every area of your life. He's reestablishing a right attitude. Does everybody understand? This is important that we get this. Because God wants us to know what He's doing right now. He's purging and cleansing our conscience and emotional attachments for the release of the old image with dead works. Why? The old image has what? Dead works. So that the new image and the image and likeness of Christ will bring life-giving works according to the will of God. And we get a new belief system too. And you get that new image. So when the devil tells you, you, you just have to pull out the sword and say, you. Or the Holy Ghost bazooka, pull the trigger, bam. But use your weapons. You can't defeat the devil in the flesh. I don't care how many names you call him. It doesn't affect him. He loves to be called names. It has no effect on the devil. The only effect on the devil is the anointed word. That's it. The blood of Christ. But the anointed word. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We want to be in His image and likeness for living works that will expand His kingdom and bring glory to His name. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Aren't you glad God rescued you at such a time as this? Hallelujah. We are in a critical, critical season right now. Very, very important. In verse 21, would you read it with me, please? Chapter 2. 2 Timothy. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Go ahead. See, freedom is learned, isn't it? Freedom is learned and trust is earned. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. In other words, hang around with those who are right. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. In other words, don't get sucked in the ring. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. It didn't say accuse those in opposition. It said correct those in opposition. Hello? And that they may come to their what? Senses, which is feelings, isn't it? And escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So we're to cleanse or purge ourselves from the latter. That's sanctification. That's being separated. To become a pure vessel of honor, able to overcome the devil by having your senses. Your senses are what you want, perceive, or your perceptions, so that you can discern. Renewed with the image of Christ, being fulfilled by the new belief system. Why? By severing emotional attachments. Are you with me? Did you notice that when you begin to sever these emotional attachments, you get a new belief system too? Because it's like, man, I didn't realize that was really affecting me so much. And then that old image is gone, and the new image that you see has been established. So when the devil tells you you're no good and so forth, this, that, and whatever, you don't argue with him because you don't want to get sucked in the ring. You just say, nope, I am because he is. I am because he is. I am a new creation of Christ. Old things have passed away. I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. I am not birthed with fear, but I am of sound mind. I am because he is. Isaiah 1. So why are we being purged? Getting prepared for his what? Coming. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah. Bunch of Sodomites and Gomorrahites. Now you know how they lived. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Says the Lord, I had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, you have required this from your hand to trample my courts. Bring no more futile sacrifice. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. Why? Because of what they're what? Doing. They are trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. In other words, they are unclean. Filthy. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to what? Do good. Wait a minute now. We just said freedom is what? Learned. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. In other words, quit taking garbage from him. Defend the fatherless and plead for the widow. Come on, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are what? Willing and what? Obedient. Would you mind saying that again, please? If you are willing and obedient, so you must participate. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel and become a bonehead, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Yow. That's what's happening right now. God has given the opportunity to get cleansed by purging, thorough cleaning. Some people are going to make it by the skin of their teeth. And some won't. He said he wouldn't hear the prayers, would he? Because of your perverseness. You're unclean. I know what you do behind closed doors. I know how you act in front of the righteous, but then I know how you act away from the righteous. I know who you call, I know what you touch, I know what your eyes see, and I know what you hear. Nothing is hidden from him. I know what your attitude is, and I know what your plan is. And if it's not his, you're in trouble. One thing I want to share with you, which is very important. You never go to the area of how your walk was with God. Oh, I remember my walk with the Lord then. Forget it. It wasn't good enough. I remember when. Who's bringing you back there? Amen. Man, you should have seen my walk then. You're an idiot. The only time you turn to your past is to sever it and learn from it. If your walk was so great, hello? I won't go there. James 4. God is bringing us to a new level so we can kick more devil, rescue more souls, take more spoil. He's purging, he's pruning, he's purifying, he's sanctifying. He wants all of you, not part of you. Resistance is futile. It's time to become part of the holy collective. James 4 and verse 7. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Hallelujah. There it is. Submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. It doesn't say do your will, resist the devil, and he'll kick your butt. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you what? Double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Submit or rebel. That's your choice. You'll either be like-minded or double-minded. You'll either be stable or unstable. You'll either earn the trust of God or the mistrust of God. You'll either step on the potter's wheel and let him mold you, or you'll jump off the wheel and run. Nobody escapes the wheel, man. Is he not the potter and we are the clay? Amen. So let him mold you, man. Amen. If you feel that big hand go poof, come on you, it's because you're flawed somewhere. There's an open door. Let him do it again. Okay. But don't run from him. Run to him. Go to James 5:7. We'll close here. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. I mean, y'all want the early and latter rain. Glory. It's coming. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Don't grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endured. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with one another by oath. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. The cleansing before the Lord. That's why he's bringing us through all of these teachings, guidelines, and emotional attachments and so forth. Why? Because he is pouring out his Spirit abundantly. It's happening. We're in it. We're seeing things. You feel the purging. You sense what God's doing. You sense the conviction. You sense the area where the things that God allowed you to do before, He's not allowing you to do now. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. So He's beginning to expose those things that are not helpful, even though they're not lawful. Is everybody okay? Did you get it? Amen. Father, we thank You for Your word tonight. I apply the blood of Jesus on the seed that it will grow and bear fruit for Your glory. In every area, Lord, where we have fallen short, we repent and ask for Your forgiveness. And the grumbling and complaining and trying, fighting against Your purging in our life. We commit to You ourselves as the clay, and we submit to You as the potter. Mold us, melt us, and use us for Your glory, Father. And grant us the wisdom, strength, and anointing to follow through, to overcome, and to bring glory to the name above all names, Jesus. And everybody said amen.